could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello, hello. This is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, and you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by... Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odor, from cat, dog, urine, to feces, to vomit, to even skunk odor. So... You can buy it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter promo code PETS to save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. And don't forget, departing on September 30th, Italy. And you'll get to see it all, from Rome to Venice, from Colette Tours. That's 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009, and you can check it out on my website, talkinpets.com. No G in the talking. But give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. And again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and I want to welcome on to the program the author of the amazing story of Coot McGee, Mr. Don Bean. Hey, Don, how you doing? Welcome to Talkin' Pets.
Hi, John. Thank you, John. This is really amazing for me because I've been listening to your show for years, and it's always made me think about finishing my story. So it's really cool of you to have a new author like me on the show.
Well, no, awesome. I appreciate you, well, for many reasons, I appreciate you coming on, and I also appreciate your dedication all these years. Yeah, we've been on the air for 36 years now.
Right.
So hopefully another 36.
I've been listening for all those years, but I've been listening a long time.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, and I appreciate also spreading the word. But I do want to read this, actually, which I found very endearing. It's your intro with the book, a meaningful page about this book and my daughter, Jennifer. This book was written with love, inspired by the laughter and the wonderful times I've shared with my daughter, Jennifer. When Jennifer was 7 years old, she had a school assignment to write a short story, and she was struggling. So in 1994, I wrote this book to inspire her imagination and creativity, and to show her that stories can come from anywhere, even from a little blackbird named Coot McGee. Just like Coot, Jennifer has always seen the world with curiosity and kindness. Life moved forward, as it always does, but the heart of this story stayed with me. I decided to finish it now, so many years later, as a surprise for her, a gift from the past brought to life today. Coot's adventure is about hope, about speaking up for what is right, and about caring for the world around us, lessons I hope she would carry with her throughout life. Jennifer, this book exists because of you, your joy, your imagination, and your heart. May you always find beauty in the world and may you always help create it too. With all my love, Dad. I love that dedication.
So do I, and I mean it too. It brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, it actually gave me, what do you call them? Goosebumps when I was reading it. So first off, I want to introduce you to Jilly and also Kayla here in the studio.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
So I think children's books are extremely important. We interviewed someone with a children's book last week, actually, too. And
I was listening.
Yeah, and the thing that I loved about the interview with him, and I'll say it to you as well, I don't know about other people, but I love to have a book in my hand. And it means a lot to me. I don't want to sit there with an iPad or whatever, notebook or whatever they're called, and read a story from there. I like actually turning the page and wondering what's on that next page. So, you know, hats off to you, Don, for, you know, putting this
in. I have to tell you, John, I had to print a prototype of this book, say, you know, before last Christmas, just so I could see it in print. It really helped me finish the book to get, you know, to make it to this stage.
No, it makes a world of difference. And also, you have not only the amazing story of Coot McGee, but you also have the amazing story of Coot McGee's coloring book, Fun, which Kayla's son, Camden, is going to get a copy of that. So I know he likes to color, so that's going to be going in his hands.
Cool.
So, again, where can people first off find the book, and how can they order it? Now, can they go to your website as well?
Yes, I have a link on my website. It's on Amazon. The book is on Amazon, but you can go right to my website, and there's a button to push that takes you right to Amazon.
Cool.
So it's at CootMcGee.com. That's CootMcGee.com.
Sounds good. And if you want to see what the book looks like, I'm holding it up to our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, so you can see the book there. It's a cute children's book, and you're definitely going to want it for your kids. And compliments of Don Bean, the author of The Amazing Story of Coot McGee. We're going to give away, during this time, a couple copies of the book autographed to who you want to autograph it to. So make sure you tell Sydney that you want it autographed to your son or your daughter or whoever, maybe yourself. So the thing that I love about this book, Don, is it's an important story. It shows, basically, you started the book with a black bird sitting on a dead branch and looking at what in the beginning was a beautiful place, and the name of it was called Fipple Fig Tree, and it had a lake and beauty and animals abound, correct?
Correct.
So what happens?
Well, you know, when I first wrote this story, actually, me and my daughter were at a lake, and we were hiking around the lake, and there was trash all around the shore. And so that really, you know, bothered me. And when that just stuck in my head when I started writing this story. I've always liked rhyming stories because they have a rhythm like a song, and they're fun to read out loud, and I think it helps the story stick with kids. It's a colorful, silly rhyming stories with a serious message, of course, about Coot McGee and his animal friends at a beautiful lake. But then people start leaving trash behind, and the lake becomes polluted, and the animal friends had to leave. And Coot stays behind and learns how to talk with help from his new friends, Billy and Jake. And they end up inspiring the town to kind of come together and clean up the lake. And finally, Coot's animal friends came back home.
So I'm curious, how did you come up with Fipple Fig Tree?
It just came out of my head somewhere. You know, that's called imagination.
Oh, okay. And the one thing I liked about the book, too, is that you, and I know it's very difficult to do because, you know, I was going through a lot many years ago. I still am to this day, actually. But back then I started writing poetry. And I know it's, you know, in the poetry that I've written, it it's hard to rhyme and make the story make sense. And you do that quite well in this book.
It was a lot of work, let me tell you. I mean, to really find when I first wrote the story, it didn't take me all that long, you know, for my daughter. But my daughter loved it, and it inspired me to keep working on it. And I'll tell you what, rhyming books are tough.
No, I'm sure. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to come back with Don Bean. He is the author of The Amazing Story of Coot McGee. We're going to give away a book over the break. So if you want to call Sydney at the network, 818-818-6401. You can get a copy of the book, Compliments from Don Bean, and he will autograph it for whomever you wish to name in the book. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Matter of fact, Sydney, let's give away two books at this time. So she will pick up two phone lines, whichever they are, and you two will be the winners of the book. The Amazing Story by Coot McGee. Check out his website, CootMcGee.com. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica, experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE 10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act.
to find a plan that's right for you.
Call 800-895-8120. That's
800-895-8120.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. And congratulations goes out to Tom in Coos Bay, Oregon. And the book is going to be autographed to Wally and Howie and Jason out there in Grants Pass. And the book goes out to Journey. So congratulations on those. We'll give away one more. So, Sydney, if you can get one more winner, call 818-818-6401. She'll just pick up on a line, and you'll get a copy autographed to whomever you wish. The Amazing Story of Coot McGee by Don Bean. You can check it out at CootMcGee.com, CootMcGee.com. So, you know, I'm always fascinated, Don, by the names when I read stories and everything, and you're going to have to tell me, am I saying, is it Lake Yik when Coot actually saw the dirty lake? Is it Yik or Yike?
You know, I struggled with that, but yeah, I use the word Yik because it's just a goofy word.
I figured Yik, but I wasn't 100% sure. But the thing that I find fascinating about your book is it's very true to what's going on in the world right now, is that it's, and I like the way at some point in the story, you refer to humans as the odd people with two legs, walking on two legs.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you depict it in the book that a lot of humans go into environments and into territories, and they end up destroying what beauty there is there, correct?
Correct. I mean, me and my girlfriend and my little dog just got off the beach. I'm at the beach right now, and I just couldn't believe how much trash is laying on the beach. It just kills me.
Oh, I know. We've got the beaches down here out of Florida. And where are you at, by the way? What part of the world are you in?
I'm in Gold Beach, Oregon right now.
Gold Beach?
I live in Central Point. I live in Central Point, but right now I'm in Gold Beach. Having some fun with a little dog and my girlfriend.
Yeah, we have a strong presence in Oregon. Oregon, we have a lot of fans out there. So big shout out to everybody out in Oregon. And by the way, we have that one book to give away now, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call, and a copy of the book is yours, autographed to whomever you please. Who did the illustrations and the artwork in this book?
Well, it's done. I did it with AI, but I'm going to tell you what. The AI, this was not easy. It was a lot of work. It took me months to get that, to get it right. And I didn't really want to use AI. I tried to find an illustrator for years, but it was always just too much money. The book's 51 pages, and it was... Every estimate I got was just over my head.
You know, I noticed that too with the book, that it's bigger than your normal, and I don't mean in size, but in story, than your normal children's book that comes across my hands, which I liked, because then you can continue on with the story with the kids and everything like that.
And I noticed that, the kids that I know that have read it, they'll read it cover to cover, no problem. So,
no, it's a beautiful book, and I mean, just like I said, the message within it is absolutely fascinating. And yeah, no, I can imagine, you know, illustrators are not cheap to get, you know, within the book and so on and so forth. So, and AI seems to be the way. I've done a lot of banners and stuff like that for my show and everything with AI. And you're right. It doesn't get it right the first time.
You know, and for a kid's book, there's millions of them out there, and it's hard to compete with all that, you know? So, you know, I had to do what I had to do, or else I just wanted to get it done, you know?
Is there a reason why you called the Blackbird Coot McGee?
I think it just popped in my head. And at the time I was writing the story for my daughter, I was just trying to be as goofy as I could to, you know, have an imagination with it.
You know, it's interesting. In the one on page 19 in the book, you mention a factory that goes in. And it is so true of what happens with so many things in this world. Is we as humans build and build and build everywhere we can, but we don't look at the effects of where the runoff goes, or they do and they ignore it. Whereas, for instance, right. In this part of the story, the runoff from the factory goes into the lake.
Yes, and isn't that true? You know, to this day, it still happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they get away with it, but, you know, it all comes down to the money, I guess. But, you know, I do like the fact that you bring in, and you don't bring in, like, oddballs. You bring in two very good humans, a father and son, and tell us what they do.
Well, they just come together and start picking up trash, and Coot notices them picking up the trash, and it instantly, you know, notices how good they are, and so he befriends them, and they teach Coot how to talk, and so Coot learned how to talk, and they went to town and got the whole town together to, you know, finally realize they're messing things up and polluting the lake, and maybe you can help out a little bit from there. That's what I got.
Yeah, no, and thankfully there are those humans there, but, you know, I work with so many different groups and everything, and one of the organizations that I'm aligned with is Animal Victory, and they're animalvictory.org, where they do a lot of petitions. I know, Jillie, you do a lot with them as well.
Yes, I do.
And we promote them a lot. And I see where Coot McGee ends up in court in this children's book, which is interesting.
Yeah. I don't know where that came up, but it just, you know, I wrote this a long time ago, so I don't remember every detail of what came up, but it's life. It makes sense.
It's life. I mean, everybody eventually ends up in court about something, and something so major as this.
When I edited the book, I had to cut a lot of stuff out of that part because I got a little carried away with some of that.
Yeah, some of it could get heavy. And I noticed that when I read the book, it doesn't get heavy at all. It gets realistic. So also, congratulations to Brian, and Brian's getting a copy of the book as well, and that's going out in Central Point, Oregon. So congratulations on that. I think I'm right on that one. Am I right, Sydney? Yeah. Actually, Don, can you hold for a couple more minutes? I'm going to hold you over, and then I got one or two more questions for you.
Sure, thank you.
We're going to go back out to a break. If you have any questions or comments for Don Bean, the author of The Amazing Story of Coot McGee, give us a call, but check him out at CootMcGee.com, CootMcGee.com. Thanks so much. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin'.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse, and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-830-5050. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-830-5050. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-830-5050.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
A new survey, 2026, from the Pets in the Classroom grant program reveals the classroom pets are having a remarkable impact on students' academic performance, emotional well-being, and social development. More than 1,100 teachers across the United States and Canada participated in the survey, with 99% reporting that having a classroom pet has been a positive experience. Teachers noted improvements in attendance, reduced anxiety, increased empathy, stronger social skills, better academic performance, greater responsibility, and fewer disciplinary issues. According to the survey, 93% of the teachers observed decreased anxiety among students, while 97% reported increased in empathy, compassion, responsibility, and student engagement. Many educators shared stories of shy students gaining confidence, struggling students improving attendance, and children developing important life skills through caring for animals such as fish, lizards, birds, and salamanders like a Mexican walking fish. Since its launch in 2010, the Pets in the Classroom program were awarded more than 279,000 grants, helping an estimated 11 million children experience the benefits of caring for animals in educational settings. Program organizers say classroom pets provide more than companionship. They create opportunities for hands-on learning, emotional support, teamwork, and personal growth. Whether it's a fish, a bird, or a lizard, or any other classroom companion, pets continue to prove they are powerful teachers. The latest survey shows that caring for animals not only enriches learning, but also helps children develop empathy, confidence, responsibility, and a lifelong appreciation for living creatures. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
School time, come with me. Snowball and Benji, are you ready? Let's go. All right, making art with the hedgehog and bunny. Oh, that's so cool and so funny. Playing games with my silly pets at school.
Banana phone.
My cat's in my lap, Shadow, and she's looking at me like I'm insane. She's like, shut up, Daddy. I want to listen to the song. I don't want to listen to you. So we're speaking with Don Bean, and he is the author of The Amazing Story of Coot McGee. So, Coot, I want to ask you, throughout this whole story of Coot McGee and the characters that Coot meets, good and bad, you might say, what is the theme? What do you want children and parents to get out of this book?
Well, I think that a story like this can teach kids that animals and nature, to take care of animals and nature, is really important. And they, you know, kids remember stories, especially rhyming stories. And I think that it can teach them something in a way that a lecture from an adult never could. So it's just a message is about, you know, don't be a litter bug.
You know, and I think that's an important message because we need to take care of this planet. I mean, with climate change going on and you know, everything warming up and, you know, society's not what it used to be. And a book like this is a good message for the young children of today to actually pull together and make a difference in the environment.
I think there's some adults that could stand to read it, too.
Oh, 100%. And that's the thing, too, is it, I mean, I read cover to cover, and I found it very amusing and very cute and very informative. So congratulations on this. And again, tell us again where people can get the book.
CootMcGee.com or on Amazon.
Amazon or CootMcGee.com, CootMcGee.com. Congratulations, Don Bean. And first, thank you again for listening all these years to Talkin' Pets. It means a lot to me. So, you know, Talkin' Pets is like my book, basically. You know, I put a lot of effort into it, and there's a lot of hours and time that goes into it. So I appreciate that.
Well, I kind of thanks, John. I just really appreciate you having me on today, and I hope families enjoy the story, and kids learn about, you know, use their imagination and take care of our world. And I thank your audience and the callers who won some books, and it's just great. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll send those people out to you shortly, so this way you can autograph the books to them and send them out a copy of The Amazing Story of Coot McGee by Don Bean. Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you, John.
That's Don Bean, the author of The Amazing Story of Coot McGee. Don't forget, you can get your books at Amazon or go to his website, CootMcGee.com. And I find it, Jilly, I'm sure you're probably going to agree with me. I'd be shocked if you don't. But not that I'm setting you up on that. But the thing is that it's always good to have a book in your hand. I like having books in my hand.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I find that to be very important. It just makes a huge difference holding it and looking at it and turning the pages. And, you know, it's just we've become a society that always has their phone in their hand.
I know. I can't Kindle or do anything
Kayla.
Like that. I've got to read it physically. I want to hold that physical book in my hand and read it.
No, I agree. Yeah. And so, Kayla, being a mom, are you going to be reading this story to Cam at night, or does he read it himself?
No, he doesn't know how to read. I'll have to read it.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's a good experience. That's actually good bonding, and it's also, you know, creates a better relationship between parents and kids when you actually read a book to them at night. Do you read one to your dog, Xerxes? Jilly?
No. I think it's agitated with me when I pick up a book and read because both of my hands are not available to be touching him and petting him and praising him for the God that he thinks he is.
You know, it's interesting, too, with this book on Coot McGee, he also has a coloring book, which is really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's got some games in it, too. So that's pretty fascinating. I'm not sure if he's sending those out with the actual books, but I hope he does send the cartoon books or the coloring books because it's really nice. It's really cool. And the graphics are amazing. So 32
I can't wait
pages,
to see it.
32 pages of creative coloring. So, yeah. So perfect for kids who love animals and nature, creative play at home or on the go, rainy days, quiet time, and classroom fun, building imagination and fine motor skills. So color, create, smile, repeat. I like that quote. Kind of like our quote on Talking Pets. Listen, laugh, learn.
Exactly.
So Miss Jilly.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you about Xerxes. How is... Mr. Xerces doing? Is he doing well? This is your Rottweiler. That is about, what, 10 now?
He'll be 10 on August 5th.
Oh, right, yes. Around the corner.
He and his other siblings. There were 5 boys and 1 girl, which is, it's usually opposite. We always have girls, 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 girls. But there were 5 boys and 1 girl. And everybody is alive and well. There's some out west and there's, you know, some on the East Coast and a couple back in Florida where y'all are. And of course, I'm up here in Tennessee and he's doing really well. He had a rough winter, but that was because he took some pretty bad spills on the ice and he hurt himself pretty bad. But he has repaired from that and he's doing well for, you know, he's in great shape for the shape he's in.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, it's, you know, we all get there and I was outside last night and today and Big Mama is getting ready to pass.
Aww.
And that's my oldest chicken. Her name is Fire. But I call her Big Mama because she's grown into the size of a small turkey. and she's basically, I could tell. Not only because it's 100 degrees outside, that's not helping the situation. And I tried hosing her down a little bit with some water, but she didn't like that. But the thing, and it just repels off of their feathers anyway, for the most part. But the thing is, she's up there, and chickens usually last maybe 8 years at the most.
I was going to say, isn't she, like, getting close to 8?
Oh, she's probably over 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Big Mama's, she's a big one. I just kind of wonder what's going to happen with, I had a bantam chicken walk into my yard from somewhere, and she ended up adopting me, so she moved in with my chickens, and bantams, if people don't know, they're little tiny chickens. They're about the size of a pigeon. And she always used Big Mama as shelter because the other chickens would pick on her because of her size. So now the Big Mama's not going to be in there, much longer. And you can tell, I could tell just by the looks of her and the way she's moving around and everything that, yeah, she's, you know what? I told her today, you lived a good life.
Yep.
You didn't end up on someone's dinner plate or at a football game as wings and, you know, covered in barbecue sauce or something. So she ate well and she played well and she had a good life with the other chickens, so which is cool.
That's
but
good.
Kayla got a new puppy.
You did, Kayla? What is it?
I did. I don't know yet. I'm gonna do a DNA test, but I got him from a rescue and I think he might have been German Shepherd, Black Lab, and Rottweiler.
Awesome.
Kind of looks like a short-haired Burmese Mountain Dog.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of different features. Actually, I'll text you a picture over.
Okay.
Yeah, I got your pictures on doing the show of Xerces with headphones on. You know, I do that with Shadow. I stick them on. She actually she keeps them on. Surprisingly, I mean, she doesn't mind listening. She's curled up in my lap right now, ready to take a nap because I'm petting her, and she's getting attention, so she's happy. And
well,
you know
he does that too. I mean, he's like, he's in my face, so he knows he's going to get treats if he's quiet.
Yeah,
so
and the thing is that they like the attention. You're giving them, you're creating that bonding moment just with petting them and, you know, and showing them some attention. And that's very important with pets and helps them make them listen a lot more. But Kayla's working with Jasmine, the dog trainer here on the show, and Jasmine's with the dog, the trainer at the house. So, which is good.
How old is the dog? Is it a puppy or is it, you know, an adult or?
No, he's a puppy. I just sent you 2 pictures. He's
11
weeks.
So, people on Facebook Live.
11 weeks, wow.
People on Facebook Live, Kayla, can you show them a picture if you put it up to Facebook Live? So if you want to see Kayla's dog, it's really cute. So cute.
Oh, he is very cute. What's his name?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. I love him already.
Whiskey. He is a cutie. He's got big paws. Big paws means big dog. So, hey, but we're going to take a little break when we come back. More of Talking Pets. And we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. 818-818-6401. And don't forget, we are covered on all of the social media platforms, but you can also listen right now on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. If you can't get us on your favorite radio station, But we're also on pound 250 on your smartphone, Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, and on my website, TalkinPets.com. No G in the talking. TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live. This is, of course, Talkin' Pets.
Public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Something crucial is happening, and your voice is needed now. The U.S. House of Representatives is considering a bill called the Endangered Species Amendment Act of 2025, H.R. 1897. Which could significantly weaken protections for endangered species and make it easier for trophy hunters to import trophies of animals like elephants into the U.S., while also threatening iconic species on our own soil, including the grizzly bear and the wolf. Here's how to take action right now. Send a letter to your U.S. representatives via the Humane World for Animals. Make a quick phone call or send an email to your representatives directly. A few minutes of your time can make an enormous difference for animals who have no voice and no choice. Share this information with people you know. The more voices we raise together, the further we can go. To fight for endangered animals, many of them keystone species, whose survival holds entire ecosystems together, is both our responsibility for the intelligent beings we share this planet with, and a reflection of where our priorities truly lie. These animals have a right to exist. A right to live in freedom. A recent report by the Center for Biological Diversity found that 300 elephants trophies were permitted in the United States in 2025 alone. Think about it. Elephants, beings with family bonds, traditions, and cultures not so different from our own, are killed for sport, just for a trophy. 300 elephants gone. No species exists in isolation. We live in an interdependent, interconnected world. Remove one being, and the entire system begins to shift, often in ways we don't immediately see. Species like the elephant and the wolf have been evolving and sustaining life on Earth for millions of years. We humans are among the youngest species on this planet. We have a great deal to learn from the beings we share it with. There is an African proverb that says, "If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Together, we can go far." Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide.
Now, Jilly, I know this movie and everything is in your vocabulary. I doubt very much that Kayla's seen it.
Kayla? Yeah. It's such a good movie. And wasn't that Andy Williams singing that song?
Yeah.
My dad used to have his records and play them all the time.
Yeah. And, it's an iconic song. And, of course, we've had the organization on the air with us a couple of times, Born Free,
yes.
Which is an animal organization still out there. Mm-hmm. And the movie, though, way back when, you know, it was just amazing. Because it's, you know, it all comes at the full circle in this hour of the show. Because the same thing with, you know, Don Bean in his book, The Amazing Story of Coot McGee, with the fact that mankind destroys the environment. And
always.
Thankfully, there are those ones that care and go up and clean it and take care of it and so on and so forth. And kind of the same thing with, like, Born Free. We went into the territory of lions and other animals, and we end up shooting them as trophy animals or, you know, just disseminating them from like the areas that they're in and encroaching into their territory, and then we shoot them because they come too close to us, but we're the ones that moved into their area. So,
and you know how I feel about that, especially with the canned hunting. I'm appalled by these things. And I actually really enjoyed the story about the dude who came from the United States and went over there to kill an elephant, and he was trampled to death. I gave the elephant a standing ovation.
Well, you know, I saw this movie. I watched this movie last night, which I wasn't going to say anything until the next hour. But it was called Deep Water, and it just was in the theaters, and it's not in streaming yet. But I got the chance to see it, and it's basically a plane crash that lands in the ocean. Most of the people die, but a certain amount of people live, and basically they end up dropping the plane into the ocean where there's loads of sharks.
Oh boy.
And basically there's one guy, it's always that guy, the troublemaker, that has the big mouth that got on everyone's nerves. So and close your ears if I'm going to ruin the movie for you, but yes, his fate is made. And no one was unhappy about it, including me. But the movie was great. I'll tell you, I love movies like that. I'm totally into movies like that. And I was sitting on my couch going, oh, geez.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it, and I really want to see it.
It doesn't spare it. You know, just like you always think that there's people that are going to live because they're kind of the center of attention or whatever.
Yeah.
Think otherwise. But the movie's really, I really thought it was good. I didn't hear really much of anything in the theater about it, but it was good. But, you know, talking about moving into territories, before we end this hour, give Kayla a tip or two, if you would, about her dog, Whiskey, moving into the territory of Luna, her cat.
It's Nova.
Nova, sorry. Moon, sky, same thing.
Socialize them well, because it's obvious that he's young, he's dumb, because he's a little boy, and he's going to pick on her. So it's... socialize them so that because she'll just bat at him, but, you know, make sure you kennel train him, get him fixed as soon as possible. Boys can be fixed as young, you know, as, you know, 3 months, because it's going to be better for training him. He should already have been on training him on a leash. So I start mine at 9 weeks and 10 weeks on a leash, because it's for his safety as well as yours. Because living in the city, you can come up across a lot of stuff when walking him. So make sure that he's good on a leash. That's your best start.
Yeah, he's pretty good on a leash. He is crate trained and he's doing pretty well with potty training.
Well, look at that. You're already ahead of the game.
You are, actually. You're doing pretty good. Is that with Jasmine helping out?
No, she didn't start yet.
Oh, she didn't start yet? Oh, that's a good start.
One more thing. Okay, is she coming to your house to train?
I think that's what she's going to do, yeah.
Okay. Make sure your son is involved.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so important. That way everyone can be on the same page, because it's very important for a family to all do the exact same thing. Don't one person trains him one way and another one trains him another. You train exactly the same, and the dog will be confident, and he'll make better choices.
Spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.